Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to a new episode of Ask the Imam, a program that we host at the Clear Lake Islamic Center. You can see the answers to your questions on our YouTube channel. If you want to ask a question, send us an email at asktheimam, one word, at themasjid.org. That is asktheimam at themasjid.org. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Shaykh. This question is about life insurance. Our life insurance policy is permissible in Islam?
That's a difficult question. See, Shana, insurance in general is one of these modern issues that the ulama, rahimahullah, in modern days debate over it. Mm-hmm. Life insurance, the overwhelming number of scholars said it's not allowed. The overwhelming number of scholars in modern days said it's not allowed. And they said it's not permissible. And the only exception they made for this, if it is provided to you by a third party, let's say your company provides you life insurance and you're not paying for it, mm-hmm. it's a gift from them. Or you bought a health insurance and it comes on the top of it as something like addition. So they said that will be permissible, okay? Mm-hmm. And it is allowed, you know, they allowed it. Another situation, some life insurance, I think the argument for saying the permissibility for it, at least for me, it is strong. It is, has to do with burial. Like a life insurance has to do with burial. So the expense of burial. Many Muslims, they do not have funds to be buried. As you know, some burial can cost 10, 12, 13, depends where you die. You know, $9,000 and seven. I don't have that money. And I got question before from people said, what do we do with the body? You know, nobody willing to pay the money. Sometimes a small community do not have enough funds to cover that. Mm-hmm. Yes, it became the obligation on the Muslim community to take care of that and to pay that. But sometimes can be burdened. If somebody have a life insurance that cover their burial because they worry about this, in this case, and they don't have the money, in this case, I do see this as a great need and can reach the level of necessity, and then it is permissible to do. But other than that, which is just for the sake of making your family members rich and leaving them $1 million policies to take care of the kids or like the wife or the family, the overwhelming, every single council of fiqh I know said it's not allowed. The people who said it's allowed are individuals, but every council of fiqh in the Muslim world mm-hmm. and in the non-Muslim world, like Amja, like fiqh council, like most of the fiqh councils in the world and the committee of fatwa, large committee, body of fatwa committee in the world today will not agree with that. But some individuals who are great scholars said it's permissible because they see life insurance like any other insurance and they believe. I'm not strict about insurance in general, but in life insurance, I'm not comfortable to say it is allowed because the overwhelming number of scholars who said it's haram. Mm-hmm. It's just so much. And even the people who say it's allowed for the, you know, like business insurance and stuff like that. And when it came to life insurance, they have others because they said it's a money that you pay and a service that you pay. And gharar completely. Like you can pay the life insurance all your life and you get, you know, and in many times you don't get anything back. What if you just paid now and you died a week ago or 2 weeks? Versus when you look at I'm making insurance over the laptop, or there is a life expectation for the lifetime. There is a way to calculate the risk. But this a complete unknown when you're gonna die. So there is a very clear kind of gharar, like unknown. An unknown factor like this in the business transaction make the transaction is not acceptable. Mm-hmm. But you might argue, what about unknown factor when it comes to insurance for the car? Or no, but there is a level of risk. There is an average of accident. There is an average of this, you know, of the life expectation of the refrigerator that you bought, you know, the phone that you, it's most like kids will drop it. So there is, it's not a complete unknown. There is a level of being unknown factor, but it's not like the life and death. So that's why I see there is a difference in that argument. And I would say, if you can avoid that, I will say you should. I hope that explains a little.
Yes, jazakallah khair. Barakallahu fi. Thank you, Sheikh.
Thank you very much for your questions. We'll see you next episode.